From North State Public Radio, I'm Ava Nora Grove with your headlines for Friday, March 29th. Shasta County has certified election results, and it looks like Supervisor Kevin Cry has survived the recall. NSPR's Ken Duvall has more.
Supervisor Kevin Cry will keep his seat on the Shasta County Board of Supervisors and by 50 votes. The certified results were announced yesterday by Shasta County's Assistant Clerk and Registrar of Voters, Joanna Francesca. Media outlet Shasta Scout reports it wasn't the only close race in the county. District 2 Supervisor Tim Garman lost his seat to Alan Long by 13 votes. Matt Plummer will also take Supervisor Patrick Jones' seat in District 4. With Cry remaining on the board, the media outlet reports the board's current majority will remain unchanged for another 9 months through 2024. For NSPR News, I'm Ken Duvall.
$25 million in grant funding is being distributed to organizations statewide to support youth mental health, and an Oroville nonprofit is among those that have been chosen. The California Department of Public Health announced yesterday it's granting the funds to 28 tribal and community organizations. The Hmong Cultural Center of Butte County was awarded nearly $900,000 in funding. In its project summary, the center proposed a youth-led campaign to decrease mental health stigma and share more information on available support. The center also aims to increase access to culturally and diverse mental health providers for Asian youth. And in other news, thousands of Chico State students have called Whitney Hall home over the years, but the dorm on the edge of the university campus was closed down last year. The university announced on Monday that the dorms will not reopen this year, or maybe even at all. Whitney is the largest student dormitory on campus. At 9 stories, it towers over other campus buildings. But the building's heating, ventilation, and air conditioning system needs repair.
It's an old building built in 1969. There are literally hundreds of miles of pipes. Those all need to be replaced.
That's university spokesperson Andrew Staples. He says the university is still deciding if it's worth making the repairs at all.
We need to evaluate whether we want to dump that much money into an aging facility or if we want to pursue starting from scratch with a new housing facility.
Whitney Hall houses almost a quarter of those in student housing. Staples says the school was still able to accommodate nearly all students while the dorm was closed last year. He's not sure how long it will be before the hall is ready to take students again, if ever, but guesses it will be closed at least through the next academic year. And in further education news, from our partner CalMatters, the University of California system has no plans to push back its May 15th registration deadline. That's despite a letter from more than 30 state lawmakers this week. The letter asks the state's public universities to postpone their enrollment deadlines to no sooner than June 1st, in response to ongoing issues with the federal financial aid application, FAFSA. But a UC spokesperson says a May 15th deadline would ensure both students and campuses have ample time to prepare for a new semester. A spokesperson for the California State University wouldn't say whether the system will shift deadlines for all its campuses, but some CSU campuses have already moved to June 1st. That includes Chico State. And Chico State is inviting students and community members to volunteer in honor of Cesar Chavez. The civil rights leader helped start the United Farm Workers movement. His birthday is on March 31st and is a national holiday. Sunday volunteers will work in the Red Meals Solidarity Garden ahead of the spring harvest. There will also be a shared meal and a presentation about farm workers' rights at the South Chico Community Assistance Center. Participants are asked to register online first. And in other news, water levels in the North State's largest reservoirs are in great shape this month. Thursday's report from the California Department of Water Resources is a pleasant update for the normally drought-ridden state. Officials say Lake Shasta is at 90% of its capacity and about 17 feet shy of being completely full. That's well above its average for this time of year. In Butte County, Lake Oroville stands at 87% of its total capacity, which is also much higher than usual this time of year. This news comes as the DWR recently doubled its water allotment for the state water project this year from 15% to 30%, thanks to recent rainy conditions. Another update on allocations is expected next month. And finally, a new proposal from California regulators would change how the state's utility giants calculate your bill. Cap Radio's Drew Sanser has more on the new plan from the California Public Utilities Commission.
Rates are calculated mostly based on energy use. The new proposal would make a portion a fixed charge. That money would go for infrastructure-related expenses. For most customers, that would be $24.15 a month. Those enrolled in low-income assistance programs would pay less. The CPUC says the rate people pay for using power would drop by up to 7 cents per kilowatt hour and benefit people who use more electricity to stay cool in the summer. The average price per kilowatt hour is about 36 cents for California's big three utilities, PG&E, Southern California Edison, and San Diego Gas and Electric. That's more than twice the national average. Commissioners will vote on the new bill structure in May. If approved, it would take effect in late 2025. Drew Sancer, Cap Radio News.
And those are your headlines for Friday, March 29th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, head to our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Eva Nora Grove.